This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Mary Jane Berkeley is with Plains Cotton Growers, and she admits 2020 has been a challenging year for cotton producers, but she says at the end of the day, there's still plenty to be thankful about.
There is always something to be thankful for, and 2020 certainly has brought its share of challenges. This growing season, throughout the entire season, growers saw their share of challenges. But absolutely, as we move into Thanksgiving, it is it's important that we focus on the things that that are such blessings in our lives, and just to be thankful and grateful for what we have. As I said, you know, especially you know these last couple of months with harvest, we are winding that down for sure. There is not a whole lot of cotton left on the stalk across the PCG service area at this point. A lot of growers are finished. A lot of gins may be finished within the next few weeks, and it just kind of depends on where you are. But like I said, it's certainly been a year of ups and downs. Lots of different things that have happened over the last several months, and I know that many growers are just looking forward to leaving 2020, putting 2020 in the books, and moving forward to 2021.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.